as Mark Lucas sat at Soldier Field for the Bears' home opener, announcements blared over the loudspeakers encouraging fans to donate to Hurricane Harvey relief.
You saw the news stories, you saw the pictures as it was kind of unfolding, and you know, I think like most people, we felt helpless. What can you do? How can we make an impact on such a devastating experience?
Mark made his impact a few weeks earlier. Paws Chicago was looking for volunteers to drive to Houston to help rescue animals affected by the hurricane. As a 12-year volunteer at Paws, Mark jumped at the opportunity to be a first responder.
Paws put together a team of 10 volunteers, and we drove down in four vehicles with the purpose of pulling animals that were already there prior to the storm to make that needed space so that no animal had to be put down and that there was going to be the space and the time for these animals displaced by the hurricane to be reunited with their families as they got their lives back together.
Mark and the Paws Chicago team headed for BARC, Houston's animal shelter and adoption facility that was overflowing with animals in need.
We got into the state and we were welcomed by the locals, which we did not expect. And then as we got closer into Houston, you really got the full impact. We saw a lot of countryside that was still flooded. There were a lot of animals, and we're all animal lovers, that had suffered really bad. It was heartbreaking, and it was an experience like none other.
When the team arrived at BARC, Paws Chicago loaded up the sickest and most injured animals to bring back to Chicago in hopes of finding them a new home.
We took animals that had upper respiratory infections, which are going to need some, you know, heavy medication and a lot of love and care. We took animals who have ringworm, which is a skin fungus. We took a lot of animals that had heartworm. We made a difference how we knew we could serve them best, and we took the most difficult cases. Oh, Elmo's one of my favorites. Hi, Elmo!
He's got good posture. Look at him.
Look at those eyes. He looks like an Elmo dog. We brought a total of 43 animals, 36 dogs and 9 cats and kittens. We have found homes for 27 of them. The ones who haven't are still in need of treatment.
From Houston all the way to Chicago.
Yeah. I wonder if Rui's a Bears fan.
Rui, are you a Bears fan?
Has to be.
The Chicago Bears found out about Mark's journey and wanted to make a difference for him. Bears Care rewarded Mark's family with tickets to the Bears' home opener.
I do love animals. I also love the Bears, and so does my family. So we were really surprised when we were reached out by Bears Charity that they were offering us tickets to my family to go see the opener. It was just an unbelievable experience.
Mark's love for the monsters of the Midway shows up in his volunteer work at Paws.
We do have one dog who's my pet project. His name is Bear. Bear is a boxer shepherd mixer, a really big linebacker. Hi, Bear.
Bear.
I talk about a handsome devil. Yeah. Hi, buddy.
Although Bear couldn't attend the game, Mark and his family made memories to last a lifetime.
It meant more than I think most people can understand. We had just gone through a really hard time with our family. My mother-in-law had passed away, and this was an opportunity for us to get together and start new memories. It was the first time that my father-in-law and my brother-in-law had smiled, had cheered. As a family, we got together, and we had a great time, and it was a start of a healing process, much like taking these animals, you know, from Houston and bringing them back to Chicago.